I was driving north in the heat of August during the season of road repair, trying to stay on the blue highways and away from the interstate. Every 50 miles or so, the road narrowed to a single lane, guarded at either end of the bottleneck by a flagger wearing a bright orange vest. The temperature was in the high 80s and climbing under a cloudless sunny sky. The flaggers looked miserable in the August swelter, enveloped by noise and dust and blistering heat. As I approached one such construction zone somewhere in Virginia, with a young flagger gamely standing in the heat and dust thrown up by passing cars and dump trucks spewing out their loads of gravel and fill, the red SUV in front of me pulled abreast of the flagger and stopped. At first, I was irritated. It was our turn to proceed, so why was the guy ahead of me jabbering with the flagger? Then I saw why he had stopped. Through the open rear window on the driver's side, a curly brown head appeared, and a tiny hand poked out, holding a cold bottle of water and a bag of snacks. The little girl couldn't have been older than 4 or 5. The flagger leaned over, took the water and snack bag, ducked his head in thanks, and waved them on. And for the next 10 miles or so of the work zone, every time we approached a flagger, the red SUV would pull up next to him or her, and the little girl would pop her curly head out the window and hand over a bottle of water and a snack. And I thought, what a great lesson in generosity, empathy, and simple kindness that driver up ahead is teaching his little daughter. She will remember this trip all her life as the one on which she became the water bearer for all those thirsty flaggers standing out in the hammering heat. She will become the gentle hero of her story. That kind act, repeated at every stop, will become the most vivid, rolling snapshot of her vacation. And who knows, in years to come, how that little act of thoughtful kindness will play out, what other greater kindnesses it will inspire her to do. And then I thought, why hadn't I brought along a stash of cold drinks for the construction workers I'd surely encounter on that long, hot road? But not enough of us think like that, do we? Yet we're all on the same road, and all of us need something from one another. Sometimes we don't even know what we need until someone offers it to us. The SUV in front of me pulled into motion, and the air conditioner in my car blasted out refreshing, chilly air, and the construction noise was muted by the rolled-up windows. Outside, the asphalt shimmered in the heat, and the air fogged with gravel dust, and the flagger pulled a bandana over her face, and I waved to her as I passed.